This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you, Lucius. National NFL writer at The Athletic, Mike Jones, joining us live on Radio Row now on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, it's great to have you here. It's great to be, Football Friday on Radio Row. Cowboys made another hire here. Connor Riley, the offensive line coach and offensive coordinator at Kansas State, coming aboard. They hired Clayton Adams. Are they heading in the right direction here? If you're looking at the NFL and seeing maybe a return to running, both these guys are well-respected for how they put that together.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then we've got to see what talent they bring in right there. You know, you can't just plug anybody in, expect to get, amazing results. You might be able to, get serviceable work, but, it's too bad they didn't put this type of emphasis on there last year. But maybe, you learn from your mistakes, but, we'll see.
Mike, there's so many good things to talk about, of course, with the NFL honors last night. How surprised were you Josh Allen went to the MVP?
I was pretty surprised, especially because the All-Pro voting, we had seen Lamar Jackson had a huge advantage over Josh Allen for the number two quarterback spot. So I was thinking, okay, that's a good sign for Lamar that he's going to win that, the MVP. But, because those votes are all in before the start of the playoffs. So there was no swaying right there. But for Allen to leapfrog and pull that one out, good for him. A surprise, but, well-deserved.
Do you think the writers have considered their body of work in the playoffs in this vote? Is that how maybe you'd explain it?
No, well, we have to have the votes in before the playoffs even start.
I know, but Lamar Jackson has struggled. Yeah, like, are we going to give this guy three when he can't win a lot of playoff games, when this guy has and they're close?
I don't think so. I don't think it was that. I think that people looked, and I was back and forth on who to vote. I voted for Lamar because he had a historic season, first to pass for 4,000 yards, rushed for 900 in the same season at 40-some touchdown passes, only four interceptions. But I was very close to going with Josh Allen because of how little he had to work with, And I think a lot of people said, look, you take his number one wide receiver away. You don't really replace him with anybody of, Stephon Diggs' talent level. And they continue to compete, and he's got them, they had the number two seed. So what he had to work with was less than what Lamar did, and so I think that's why people gave it to him. I don't think they thought about the playoffs, because Lamar, just a fantastic season. But again, when you compare their rosters, Josh Allen was working with a little less.
Did you have any consideration for Barkley?
I did, very much so. I was so close. But I also, the thing I take in my mind when I'm trying to pick my MVP, I'm like, okay, if I take this guy off of this roster, what are they? And the Eagles would have still been good without Saquon Barkley. I think they would have passed more. And we saw them get to the Super Bowl 2 years ago without Saquon Barkley. Now he added a new level, a new dimension, and a level of dominance. But I was like, you know what? Losing Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen would be a bigger hit. And so I voted for Saquon to be Offensive Player of the Year.
Do you feel like, though, that if the reason that maybe Philadelphia is going to win is because of Barkley?
That is true.
In the biggest game of the year.
Right, right. And the reason why, I mean, he was a difference maker in the playoffs. Definitely during times during the season when the passing game is kind of sputtering, he carried them. And if you look at the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts played out of his mind. I think he passed for 300 yards. Sure. He rushed for 70 yards. He was their leading rusher, though. The other three running backs combined for like 50 yards. So now, in that game, they lost, you know, by, you know, with 8 seconds left.
Sure.
So now, Saquon Barkley, he's going to rush for more than 50 yards, we would think, unless Steve Spagnuolo's got something magical planned up, he's going to roll out of bed and get that. So that would definitely be a huge X factor. And if the Eagles win, I think it's because he has a monster game.
Sure.
And is the difference maker for them right there.
Do you think you would have voted for him if he had broken that iconic rushing record held by Eric Dickerson?
No, I don't think that. I mean, because he could have broken it. You know what I mean? That wasn't because he wasn't able to. In my mind, it's like, it's too bad. I mean, because there was another game when he played the Giants that he came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he could have, you know, so I didn't hold that against him. You know, obviously fantastic, and it would have been great to see history if he did get it right there. Again, I was back and forth between the three of those guys again and again and again, but I leaned towards the quarterback.
Is there any chance that that either a Steve Spagnuolo or Dick Fangio could end up getting back into a head coach opportunity?
I don't think this year. Because
certainly
but
in general, could either one of those guys level back up to be a head coach?
I don't know if Vic Fangio. I don't know if he would want to be. I didn't get the sense that he was loving being a head coach. You know, the first time around, some people, and he's a guy like, you know, that is very much a creature of habit. And now that he's back to being a defensive coordinator, I think this is what he likes to do. I think that he's comfortable. Look, he drives the same Lexus that he bought in 2012.
Sure.
But, you know, he just doesn't, you know.
Hey, it's paid off.
You know, right, exactly. You know, well, probably was the day he got it, too. But, you know, but anyway, he's just like that. Now, Spagnuolo, I think that we could see him. I think he wants to be a head coach. I think it's ridiculous that he
didn't. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
did not get any sniffs this time. I don't understand it.
Like the Raiders, instead of Pete Carroll, I'd be going Spags.
Right, right. You know, so yeah, I don't understand why he hasn't been yet, and Andy Reid even said it. I mean, you're looking at a guy who has been the mastermind behind a really dominant defense. He knows how to lead men. You know, yeah, you learn something the first time around. And now he's definitely got, you know, multiple Super Bowl rings. I think we'll see him as a head coach again.
Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What do you think happens with Myles Garrett? How does this play out?
I think we wind up seeing him stay there.
Really?
They have been adamant that they're not trading him. They don't want to rip this thing down and start all over again. You know, they've invested. They made a big mistake with Deshaun Watson. You know, they should not have. But they still have a good defense. And if they could just get, like we saw the year before when they had Joe Flacco in there at quarterback, they were still competitive. And so I think they feel like, look, if we can keep our defense together right here, we figure out our quarterback situation, we can still compete. And so I think that they wind up trying to fight this thing. Now, look, I guess you never say never. It depends on how much of a, you know, a D-bag that his agent wants to be and make it really uncomfortable. But, you know, he's a pro. I think that we wind up seeing them figure this thing out and he stays.
Mike, are we going to start to see this more and more, though, the big-time stars demanding out? I know we've seen it, you know, in the NBA, and we're, you know, in the Dallas market, and we're dealing with Luka and stuff, but and Luka didn't want out. But are we going to start to see even more and more and more the big-time player just say, listen, I'm tired of this. I don't want to – and force them way out like, you know, like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the NBA is a little bit different, but we are seeing more of – in the last several years, we've seen more of like a player empowerment type of era out of the NFL. And guys who are like, look, I am tired of wasting – you know, my prime years with an organization that's not putting forth the effort that matches the commitment that they want from me. And because of that, we have seen some guys that, you know, kind of, you know, force their way out. You know, we could see it. And I think that, look, we have seen, you know, over the years, guys have gotten contracts that are, you know, more, they're not NBA contracts, but they have more guarantees and they have more of the power. They're not as beholden to the team, so it's going to be interesting to see. You know, and look, if Myles Garrett does wind up forcing his way out, then that's going to be a domino, and there are going to be more and more guys, you know, doing that.
Mike, what's the journey to 18 games going to be like, the timeline and all that?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. Right now, they are not even close. The players are pretty adamant that they don't want to go to 18 games. Now, look, they also said they didn't want to go to 17 games, but when they flashed, you know, more money, they went ahead and changed it. And at their press conference the other day, I asked the leaders of the NFLPA, look, you guys said you didn't want to go to 17, and you did. And they said, yeah, that was a bad – nobody wanted to. There was a lot of criticisms as soon as that CBA came out, the way that it was handled. They criticized DeMaurice Smith. They felt like doing the owners more of a favor than the players. But – Patrick Mahomes said yesterday, I don't want 18 games, but I understand they're trying to grow the business. If this happens, we would need a lot more for health and safety. They need extra bye weeks, he said, and we need better benefits for guys once they've retired to make sure for the rest of their lives they're taken care of. They don't have health care, you know, like that when they retire now. So that would be huge for the players if they were able to secure that, plus an extra bye week, you know, greater revenue split. Those are some of the things. Also, the roster size, what does that mean? You know, more jobs for players. So a lot of stuff is going to happen for them to get to the 18 games. We won't see negotiations. Probably it goes till 2030. So maybe 2027, maybe they'll start talking. But right now, the players, their stance is, you know, 18 games is a non-starter. So it's not happening next year. It's not going to happen the year after that. It's going to take a little while. And the owners really are going to have to really sweeten the pot significantly if they expect the players to change it. And then you just have to wonder, okay, what about the quality of the game? You know, I mean, I think that we are seeing it kind of go down, dip with 17 games here. And, you know, there's other ways to make money. And are you going to start losing people? Like, we look at the NBA, we talk about that. The game, the quality of the game is so bad, you know, that, you know, you're losing fans. So what's going to happen?
The Athletic debuting its new Daily Game Connection Sports Edition. That's this Sunday, right?
Yes.
February 9th, its debut?
Yeah.
Is this a game show we're going to watch online?
No. Okay, so nobody plays. There's a game called Connections. It's on the New York Times site. You have, like, 12 words, or maybe 16 words, and you're trying to, like, link them up together. So this game, it's on your app. I start my day with the Wordle connections, sports connections, and the mini. And so you'll have, like, Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, you know, Jed York, David Tepper. Obviously, that's NFL owners.
Right.
There's a connection. Okay. But sometimes you'll have words or themes like, you know, a football, baseball, basketball, whatever, and you're trying to figure out what connections, what the connection is for them. So it's just cool. It's a game. It links these words, and sometimes it's sports figures. Sometimes it's sports terms or history, but it's pretty fun. It's kind of addictive.
Right on. It's fun. Yeah. I look forward to digging in.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Mike Jones of The Athletic here on Radio Row on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. Enjoy the game, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Yep. There he goes. We're back with Clint Sterner, former Cowboys quarterback in the nation.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.